I'm Jillian Johns-Rood, wife, mom of six, writer, speaker, and coach. Over the last 20 years, I've sought out the ideas, stories, and tools that helped me to become financially independent, to find work that I'm passionate about, and live with more intention. I know these will empower you on your journey. Welcome to Everyday Courage. Today on the show, we have Deanna Brodus. She writes over at Recovering Woman Wealth, and I'm so excited for her to share part of her story. Her and I have gone to Camp Fi together. We've had the joy of hanging out in person, so she's someone really dear to my heart. Welcome, Deanna.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
I'm so excited to share this little part of your story because honestly, it's just been really encouraging to me and in my life and in things that I've tried to sort out. You're 46 now. Take us back 10 years when you started to come to terms with maybe the fact that things weren't working as well as you thought they were.
So at age 36 is really the start of me transforming into who I am today. And that's a work in progress. But when I was 36, I was at a dark place and had become addicted to some substances, was in a very destructive relationship, and things were just not good. I was breaking down in every sense of the word, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, and I came to a bottom, and thank the good Lord for that. So I cried out and asked for help and walked away from this very destructive relationship, which was really the first key to me gaining control. So the relationship I was in, the guy was my drug dealer, and there was just a lot of wrapped up manipulation and things intertwined. And that was the first cord that I had to cut. And I came to a point of just realizing that at best, I was going to end up insane, or at worst, I was probably going to die. And so I found the courage to pray and to walk away. And I didn't know what to do and where to go, but I knew I had to get out, and anything other than being there would be better. And that was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life.
I think it's fascinating and so important that it started with kind of your social circle, you know, leaving that relationship, that most important relationship that wasn't helping you, but creating that space. After you broke up with this person, what were kind of the next steps in this path to recovery?
So the first thing was just being honest with myself and with other people. And I remember not knowing where to go, but I knew a few healthy people to reach out to. And I found the thing that made me feel sane was just being honest about where I had been and what I was going through. And then per the advice of many, as well as my psychiatrist, I got into a recovery program and just surrounded myself with women who I wanted to emulate that were already walking this journey in recovery and had overcome similar obstacles as I, and were finding a successful and a happy life without substances, without destructive relationships. And so that was really the first key, was gaining accountability and then just having all the right people in my life that were going to cheer me on. And so I was honest with my family about where I had been. They didn't necessarily know everything that I had been going through. They didn't really like the relationship I was in, but they didn't know I was addicted to something. And so I came clean and told everybody because I wanted people to hold me up and keep me accountable for this big change that I was undergoing.
I think that's so powerful because those tools, like while it sounds really basic, being honest with yourself, it sounds like seeking out a therapist, finding a support group, being part of a recovery group, really simple tools, but can be so profound in this journey. What were some of those lessons that you learned just in using these tools?
Really, it was all about being honest with myself and with the other people that were in my support group going forward, and then taking the advice that they were giving me, even if I didn't necessarily want to do it or had different opinions about it. I decided to just go all in and to follow their advice and thought, I'm going to treat this like an experiment. If it fails, okay, but at least I've given it my all. So I did everything that they asked. And that probably the most valuable part of it was to do the deep soul searching, man in the mirror type of work and really look at my past resentments, my past relationships, and identifying my part in every situation and the typical role that I played. So I developed some unhealthy coping skills growing up. And so I was able to identify those with the purpose of changing. You know, you can't change if you don't know what it is you're changing. And I found that to be some of the most worthwhile work I've done in my life thus far.
So coming through this work, I think this might be encouraging for anyone who feels like they've had a late start or they've had a rough start, or for whatever reason, we're just kind of starting to show up for ourselves and get healthy and happy and grounded. 36 obviously isn't later in life, but at 36, you're probably like, man, I wish I could have done this at like 19. I mean, just in 10 years, you've made so much progress. What has that looked like on the other side of just having more healing?
I would say the first thing was healing all the relationships that were really important to me. So my parents, a lot of things were affected by the things that occur in our formative years. And I had a lot of resentments, in particular against my father. And I just came to a place to recognize that he gave me the best that he could. And from that, I was able to forgive him. And additionally, he's tried to become better. So he's seen the change in me and he's met me halfway. And so we've just healed our relationships. And that goes with my mother. It's gotten deeper and richer, and my brothers and my sister-in-law. And now I've been able to be fully present for my niece and my nephews, which is awesome. They've only known me as sober Auntie D, which is phenomenal. So my relationships are richer. And then I wanted to start working on other areas of my life about 4 years into sobriety, which includes my financial life. So not surprising, I had some financial wreckage that needed to be cleaned up upon getting sober. And so by doing the inner work, I was able to then focus on these other things that I knew I wanted to get peace about. I wanted peace about my career and my financial life. And I wanted to clean up a lot of debt. And I wanted to become an investor. And I finally realized I could do hard things and I could learn to become, you know, all that I want to be.
Oh, I love that so much. Just knowing you and seeing your story has been so encouraging for me. One, that we can grow and we can change, and mistakes and struggles, they don't have to follow us our entire life, and we don't have to carry that burden our entire life. Now a quick word from our sponsor, Dross. It's an eco-friendly laundry pod. They don't use any plastic. You don't have this huge plastic jug, and they mail it directly to your house. You get free shipping, comes in a recyclable cardboard box. They have this lavender eucalyptus, and I really love it. I'm actually kind of allergic to fragrances. They usually make me feel sick, but this is not perfumey. It's not really strong, just a very light, delightful scent as my clothes come out of the washing machine. I love these pods when we're traveling. It makes it super convenient and they're really affordable. If you go to choosefi.com/drops, you'll get 15% off. Shipping is free. Plus, if you opt for the subscription, you get an extra 20% off. It's affordable, they work great, they're eco-friendly, and it's just one less thing to worry about. So check out choosefi.com/drops and put in courage for an extra 15% off at checkout. What would you say to women who feel like things inside, no matter how that's manifesting, just aren't working right? You know, in this season, we're talking about how to create a great year and a great decade. And they know even if the externally it's held together with duct tape and post-it notes, like there maybe is some work that if they did it internally could make their finances better. It could make their relationships better. What would be your encouragement to those people?
Great questions. Thank you, too, by the way. You know, and I held things together for many years. A lot of people didn't know I was struggling with addiction, and I was paying the minimum payments, and it looked like I had a good life on the outside, but I was carrying an albatross of debt around my neck. And also, I was dying on the inside and had this insecure little girl that had never really grown up. So it's so worth taking the time to pause and to reflect on anything from your past that maybe you haven't reconciled with. And I mean, we all grow up in imperfect families. We're all formed out of things that occur in our formative years. And sometimes I think most of us need to come to a place of reconciliation with those things and forgive people and receive forgiveness and move forward even when it seems impossible. And by doing some of that foundational work, you can become ready and able to then, A, not look for escape in spending. You know I look for my escape in drinking and drugging, but it's very easy in this country to find escape in spending or eating or shopping, and that just creates more problems. So by doing the hard work, you are able to create, in my opinion, a more lasting effect on your financial life and just find greater purpose in everything that you do. So I would say fight the good fight. That would be my suggestion. I was talking with a girlfriend the other day and we both said, it seems like how we were formed in our younger years is always going to creep back in. It's just our bent. And so it takes intentionality and, you know, focus to go against the grain. And it's a worthy fight of fighting. And with it, I've found a much richer, fulfilling life.
Deanna, thank you so much for sharing this with our audience and just hanging out with me today.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great to be with you, Jillian.
And for everyone out there, whether you feel stuck or struggling, I would recommend checking out her website at Recovering Women Wealth. Or if you have someone in your life who you know is struggling with addiction and how it's affected their finances, this is a fantastic resource and just a safe landing place for when they're ready to make some changes. So I encourage you to check that out. Deanna's story is so encouraging to me, and it is just exactly what we're talking about here, in that we don't have to be perfect. We just have to be a little bit more courageous every day because adventure awaits. If these ideas are what you needed today, hit subscribe. But if you want to go further, go to choosefi.com/courage. We created a workbook to walk you through this journey, to take these ideas and to transform them into action and results in your life. Invite a friend, your sister, a partner to join you on this adventure, and let's create your best year ever. Get your workbook at choosefi.com/courage. Let's do this together. Let's get started.